the musical stylings of Lafayette Gilchrist. Welcome back to Philly, man. So.
Thank you so much.
No, it's great to have you here. It's been a minute since you've been here at WRTI. We were trying to search back through the databases and figure out how long it's been, but it's been more than 10 years, man. And in the past, when you've been here, it's been kind of coming to the station at night and visit the on-air studio and right back out.
Yeah.
But you got a chance to see a little bit of the station today and in our wonderful performance studio as well, man. Great to have you here.
Very impressive. And
we even have a small audience, including
nice
family
audience.
Members.
Yes.
So that's really wonderful. You're in town because you're at Exuberance later on this evening, and we appreciate you stopping through and gracing us with a little smidgen of what you do.
Oh, man, appreciate it.
Solo piano. I mean, just having the opportunity to perform solo, you know, your second solo album is out, or should I say CD, and, you know, just working in that space where you have nothing but space to play. I mean, if you can talk about the solo work that you do and why you do it and what you enjoy about it.
Well, I mean, you know, I always had a thing with compositions that, I mean, I primarily write for ensembles. So I've always had a thing with anything that I write for an ensemble. It's just a thing with me where it all begins at the piano. So it all begins in my living room with my piano. You know, so everything is laid out, thought about, you know, in that way. So, playing a solo, doing solos is almost sort of proven to myself that this stands up as music, as solid music, with all the components of concert music that hopefully will last and have some impact.
I hear you. The new CD is Dark Matter. Yeah. If you can maybe give us a little perspective on this project and the compositions associated with it.
Well, I mean, Dark Matter came about as a just from my interest in science alone, and the it came from learning about the phenomenon of dark matter, which scientists and around the world are still trying to understand. You know, they're trying to understand it, and it's causing them to have to rethink gravity, Newton's law. So it's a game changer, you know, at a fundamental level. And so I was just fascinated by that, and I wrote this piece. I'll play for you. I'll play a little of it for you. But I wrote this piece, Dark Matter. It actually has lyrics as well. I won't sing. I won't do that. But it does have lyrics, and it's all about trying to understand this force in the universe that basically holds everything that's in the current orbits in the universe, holds them in place. So it's some heavy math.
The piece that you opened up with, where what was that? Where was that from?
That's a piece called Tomorrow is Waiting Now, which also has lyrics, but I haven't recorded that yet. So
okay.
That's a sneak peek.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
outstanding.
New thing.
You have a D.C. Baltimore connection. You were born in D.C., I believe, and spent the early part of your life, and later you made your way to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you can talk about that experience, the uniqueness of what D.C. and both Baltimore offered to you.
I mean, D.C., I came up in D.C., you know, during like when Go-Go was like in its heyday. You know, when you had all of these bands, it was, Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers were probably the most famous band. But I remember just about all of the bands. I remember EU, remember Trouble Funk, remember Rare Essence, remember Lil Benny and the Masters.
And some of them are still doing it strong.
Yes, yes, yes. EU is still, I believe, still is still around.
Yeah, I think Rare Essence was actually through here not too long ago.
Yeah, Rare Essence, used to see Rare Essence a lot. A lot. Those are big names. Those are big bands, and those are bands that a lot of times we had the opportunity to hear for free. You know, Tacoma Park, various recreation centers and stuff. We hear those bands for free.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
And when I got to Baltimore, it was a different urban music there. You know, there was, that's when I got introduced to house music. And so, like, for me, my twin cities are, Baltimore and D.C. I really consider myself from Baltimore at this point, because I've lived in Baltimore for the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
So Baltimore is really my home base.
Most definitely. Yeah. Well, I want to talk more about that in a bit. You know, I think last night you were headed to Keystone Corner when I spoke to you on the phone. So I definitely want to talk more about what's happening in Baltimore and things like that. But for now, you said you want to give us a piece from Dark Matter?
Yeah.
What is this piece?
I think I'll play Spontaneous Combustion.
Okay. So once again, let's hear more from Mr. Lafayette Gilchrist right here at WRTI 90.1. Thank you, sir. Thank you. So that's spontaneous combustion?
Yes, sir.
Well, dark matter, spontaneous combustion, Apollo 11, it seems to all fall in line with where things are right now.
Yeah, that's maybe.
Maybe. You know, but very nice work indeed, man. I would regret not asking you, you know, especially since the last time we've had a chance to rap. HBO, Mr. Simon, Treme, The Wire. I mean, how did all of that happen? And if you can talk about what that's been like.
Oh well, that's been a blessing. I mean, it's been a lot of good fortune.
Okay.
A lot of good fortune there. Let me see. The Wire came about. I was contacted by them. I was actually on tour when a manager called me and said they wanted to license assume the position, and so that was good news. And then that song sort of took off a little bit. And David came back and wanted to use it on the Deuce, which I was like, okay.
You didn't have a problem with
that? Well, yeah, I didn't know what he was, I didn't know the project at first, and then he explained what the project was. And then it's like, oh yeah, okay, I can hear that. You know, I can hear that there. And so that's been a good fortune.
Yeah, well, you know, it was for me, it was a bright moment, you know, just here. I'm like, wait a minute, I know this, that's Lafayette. You know, so, you know, with The Wire, with Treme, with The Deuce, you know, it's great, you know, one, to have some jazz, you know, involved in The Wire and The Deuce for sure, but Treme, it definitely is, you know, a little easier to understand, but, you know, to have your music associated with three major projects on HBO, man, that's a beautiful thing, and definitely congratulations. Oh,
thank you. That's been a blessing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is there anything we need to know about what might be coming?
Well, I'm writing all the time. I write every day, about.
And that's definitely, again, man, that's really a beautiful thing. You know, we were talking about you in Baltimore being there for 30 years at this point. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where the piano started. You know, for you and Merlin. I mean, your progression to becoming a musician and a professional musician is not necessarily the traditional or normal path, if you will, if you can talk about that.
Yeah, well, I don't talk too much about it because now I have students and I don't necessarily recommend the way I went about a lot of things.
Sure.
But the basic... I try to be honest, you know, I try to be honest about what my circumstances were. Well, my circumstances were just a really lucky window of time and circumstances. You see, when I first got to the campus at UMBC and I began to fool around in the piano rooms, I became like addicted to the piano rooms. And I would be there all hours of the night. And the reason that worked out was because I was friends with all of the cleaning staff. So everybody that would come in at night and clean the offices and stuff, well, they had keys to everything. So if I wanted to practice on one of the music professors, Steinway Grands, that he happened to have in his office, I could do that.
You know, but this... addiction to the music. You weren't a music major, though.
No. I didn't. I wasn't permitted to be that because I wasn't paying for school. So I was not. That was not permitted. That was done in secret. And also, I really didn't have the background to go into college, you know, as a music major. You know, you needed a little more background than what I had. So. I went about doing things where I audited classes, and I spent a lot of time in the library, research and listening and stuff, you know, because I could get passes. I knew the, I got to be friends with the head of the recording department, so he wrote me a pass, and I could get anything I wanted from the library.
Yeah. Well, obviously, you know, these folks, whether it was the cleaning crew or, you know, the folks associated with recording and what have you, they saw something. You know, they saw, you know, obviously that passion, that desire.
Also, all of the campus security, you know, which was really important because if you see a young black man wandering around the building at night, you see, they would always call the guys on me. But I knew all the guys, you know, so like they knew it was me.
Okay.
You know, so that was helpful, too.
Yeah.
I was fortunate to have some really decent brothers and sisters in law enforcement that looked out for me as well.
They were part of the journey.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to hear another tune. What do you have for us now?
This is a brand new thing. This is called Focused.
Okay. So once again, you're at Exuberance tonight here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Great to have you here at WRTI 90.1 today. And let's hear some more music.
All right.
Once again, Lafayette Gilchrist. Thank you. was very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
What was the title of that once again?
It's called Focused.
Yeah, it had you know a real feel to it, a nice vibe, man. I really enjoyed that.
Appreciate that.
You know, as we close up, you know, I mentioned before we went live, David Murray, and I know he's been significant to your career. I mean, if you can talk about the importance of connecting with David Murray.
Oh man, yeah, that was David was the one that put me on the international stage. I said, listen to him, you know, and he was the one insisting upon it. He threw me in the middle of the New York scene. My first gig with him was at the Iridium. When the Iridium, the old Iridium, when it was across the street from Lincoln Center. And yeah, that was something. That was something. David's the experience with David was pivotal for me because as a band leader and as a composer, he affirmed a lot of the direction that I was already going in, you know. He gave me a lot of confidence and a lot of belief that, like, okay, this is where we go.
On the right path.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's outstanding. Well, listen, thank you so much for sharing a little bit with us here at WRTI 90.1 today. Again, he is at Exuberance this evening. I'm not sure if it's sold out. It may be, but if you can get there to get some more of this. It's like, 15 CDs now?
Oh,
it's, man, up there.
I've been trying to be productive.
If folks want to keep up with what's going down and get a hold of you and your music, how do they do that?
Well, you can go to LafayetteGilchristMusic.com. You can also, I'm on Facebook.
So the normal outlets.
Yeah, the normal outlets, the Twitter, the Facebook.
And you do have a bunch of CDs with you today, so folks can pick up the CDs tonight at the performance as well.
I have bought physical CDs.
That's a beautiful thing, yes. For sure. But again, man, thank you so much. It's greatly appreciated.
Pleasure, man.
Thank you to the audience. We got a special guest, Cousin Danielle, in the audience.
Yes, baby cousin.
Thanks,
man.
To Nick, to Miles, to Ryan, to Paul, to Tyler, and... that's a wrap.